This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held detailed discussions with Jordan's King, Abdullah II, at the Presidential Palace in Amman tonight. Sharing his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi thanked the Jordan's King for his warm hospitality.
Your Majesty, mere aur mere delegation ke garma joshi bhare swagat ke liye main 140 crore bharatvasiyon ki taraf se aapka hriday se aabhar vyakt karta hu. Aapne bharat aur jordan ke sambandhon ko naye paidan par le jane ke liye bahut hi sakaratmak vichar rakhe. Main aapki mitrata aur bharat ke prati aapki gehri pratibaddhata ke liye hriday se aapka dhanyavad karta hu.
Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his two-day visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation. Mr. Modi reached Jordan's capital, Amman, this afternoon on the first leg of his three-nation visit, which also includes Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Jafar Hassan, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that he is thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. He also said India and Jordan will keep working closely to further global good. In a series of posts, the Prime Minister said he is deeply touched by the warm welcome extended by the Indian community in Amman. After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Prime Minister will reach Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, tomorrow, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on electoral reforms. Intervening in the debate, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, "The ongoing exercise of Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls is being conducted to remove fake voters from voters' list." He said, "Those opposing SIR have forgotten that the exercise is based on the idea put forward by the founder of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, that the universal adult franchise is based on the principle of one person, one vote, one value." Several other members participated in the discussion, including Sulata Deo of BJP, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, H.D. Devegowda of JDS, Professor Ramgopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Digvijay Singh and Randeep Surjewala of Congress. However, the discussion remained inconclusive and the chair adjourned the house to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill 2025, which was introduced in the Lok Sabha, has been referred to the Joint Parliamentary Committee or JPC for further scrutiny. When Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m. today, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan introduced the bill. Mr. Pradhan said the Viksit Bharat Shiksha Adhishtan Bill aims to empower the universities and other higher educational institutions to achieve excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation. However, the opposition members opposed the introduction of the bill. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, during the Business Advisory Committee meeting, several MPs had emphasized wider consultations on the bill. He said, considering their request, the government has proposed to send the bill to the JPC for wider consultation. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupinder Yadav today chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of the action plans aimed at tackling air pollution in Ghaziabad and Noida. During the meeting, the minister called for strict on-ground implementation of air quality control action plans and directed stringent action against non-compliant units. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to drop his country's bid to join NATO in exchange for Western security guarantees, but rejected the U.S. push for ceding territory to Russia as he held talks with the U.S. envoys on ending the war. Responding to journalists before the talks, President Zelensky said, since the U.S. and some European nations had rejected Ukraine's push to join NATO, Kyiv expects the West to offer a set of guarantees similar to those offered to the alliance members. And in shooting, double Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar and ISSF World Cup champion Simranpreet Kaur Brar bagged gold medals in the 68th National Shooting Championship competitions in New Delhi today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.